small polyps have tentacles with which they capture food particles from the water. You can see the tentacles in the upper left-hand image. But corals succeed in such oligotrophic waters thanks to a symbiotic relationship with photosynthetic algae, known as zooxanthellae. They're in a group of unicellular organisms known as dinoflagellates. And as you can see from the close-up images here, they live inside the bodies of the coral polyps, benefiting from the coral's excreted wastes, as well as a stable place to live near the lit ocean surface. Photosynthesis by zooxanthellae produces oxygen and sugars, and the corals benefit from both. It's estimated that corals obtain between 50 and 70% of their energy from the algae, while the rest is gathered by filter feeding particles from the water. A few corals may get as much as 95% of their energy requirements from zooxanthellae, while other less light-dependent species are more heterotrophic, obtaining most of their energy from filter feeding. Many types of symbiotic relationships exist within coral reef communities, and these will be discussed in greater detail later.